Elite pluralism. Over time, sociologists have realised the flaws in classical pluralism. Even Dahl himself conceded that unequal distribution of wealth in the US makes equality and plurality in politics impossible. It was as a result of these criticisms that David Marsh created the theory of elite pluralism. Elite pluralists agree with classical pluralists that there is plurality of power. However, this plurality is not pure, as some people and groups have more power than others. For example, some people have more money than others, so they can pay to have their opinion put across better in the media. For example, through more advertising. This inequality is because society has elites, people who have more power than others, perhaps through money, inheritance, or social tradition. Evaluation of elite pluralism. One big positive of elite pluralism is that it provides some answers to criticisms of classical pluralism, especially the main criticism, by acknowledging that the elites in society have more power than others. However, this does not mean the perspective is without fault. Some sociologists ask the question, is it really a pluralist approach if it says there are elites and inequality? Similarly to classical pluralism, elite pluralism fails to recognise Luke's third face of power, and this is another flaw. In conclusion, elite pluralism is without doubt more accurate than classical pluralism, but there are still clearly a lot of questions it doesn't answer.